We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Marks and Reese. The day after, the Eagles 1-0 in front in the NFC East. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. What is up, Ike?
Johnny Marks, holla at your boy.
Well, we have a fun show planned. We're going to have limited commercial interruption after we get through this first hour to where there's going to be of time for us to talk to the good people out there, Ike. I know we were very busy yesterday, and a lot of people that were trying to get into the show weren't able to, so today is another opportunity to get in and talk about the Eagles. Let's start here. People had their expectations heading into the season, right? I think my expectations changed from the start of training camp until the end of training camp, right before the beginning of the regular season. I went up to 9 wins in part because I thought the Cowboys would run away with the division, and that would give the Eagles an easy last game. So I stopped at 9. So I was 9-8. I'm thinking about going up even more after the first game of the season. So my expectations have changed for this season. Even if they get 9, I'm looking at it differently. I think they're a good team. Did Sunday change the way you think about this season and this team, Ike?
No. Should have changed anything?
I would think so. You picked them to beat the Falcons, but it was the manner that they beat the Falcons which was impressive to me.
Yeah, I don't know if it was necessarily a dominant performance per se. I don't know how much Atlanta and its ineptitude lent to the type of final outscore there. I mean that final score of that game, 32-6. It doesn't take away from what the Eagles are. The Eagles are a good young football team that is still growing. And listen, after 1 week, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've changed all my expectations. I think that's a classic overreaction to 1 week. That's what people do. I'm okay with that. I'm just not there yet. I need to see a little bit more. You go out there, you win Sunday. Then maybe I'm certainly viewing it different because I don't have this down on my preseason prediction as a win for the Eagles. They go out there and beat San Francisco Sunday, and they're sitting at 2-0. Now they've won a game that I didn't expect them to win, and even then I won't necessarily change my record, but I may change my outlook on the team. Because now you still have to go out there and win every game I expected you to win.
Right.
Yeah, just because you beat a team that I don't expect you to beat doesn't mean you may not lose to a team that I expect you to beat. So there's a lot of football left to play. Here's what I learned after this fantastic opening week of football. Man, not only did our beloved Eagles get a W, man, if you're just a fan of the game watching week one, you have to be excited about what you saw in the first week. And then you got to remind yourself, we got 16 more of these to do. That's one of 17. We got 16 more of these to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I reminded myself today. Like, dude, I know you feel good about the team, and there's nothing wrong with that. As a fan, you wait the whole offseason to get to the first game. It certainly beats the alternative, which is losing to a team like the Atlanta Falcons and wondering just how good you are as a football team. No one wanted to be sitting here today discussing some a terrible loss to an Atlanta Falcons team that couldn't move the ball past 50 yards after the first quarter. So I get it. I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. All I'm saying is we got a lot of football left to play. A lot of football left to play.
A full season in previous
more, yeah,
seasons.
16
yeah.
more of these things to do. You're exactly right. Prior to this year, we'd be sitting here like, we still got a full season to play.
Yeah, they do. They do, and San Francisco is going to be a much different team.
Well, this next month is about to be completely different.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. The Falcons, I mean, I didn't think the Falcons were good before the game. I think they're worse now.
Yeah, I didn't think they were that bad.
Arthur Smith looked completely clueless. Mm-hmm. in his first game as a head coach. I couldn't be less impressed with what I saw from the Falcons.
They should have took Justin Fields.
Yeah, they should have.
Just moved on.
Matt
Ryan.
Listen, it feels like the reason that it's almost like the Ben Roethlisberger thing is that they wanted to do the
right thing by the quarterback.
Yeah, they wanted to do an award tour. They wanted to do a victory lap of this guy so important for our franchise. This is an Arthur Blank. We're keeping the quarterback. We're not going to draft a quarterback. To where when you have an opportunity and you draft that high and there's a quarterback that's there, if Justin Fields turns out to be a player, man,
well,
they're going to be he looks good.
I mean, wouldn't you rather have that as a young Atlanta Falcons fan base and that's your future versus saying, man, why am I still sitting here arguing about Matt Ryan?
Yes. Right? Of course. Now, they may win three games.
Hugh's down there defending Matt Ryan today. Good luck with that, Hugh.
I feel like I've been lied to. I should have pulled that sound. Matt Ryan's still a good quarterback.
Yeah.
No, he's not.
No, it's over.
It's over, and that's okay. Yeah. Like, let him go to another team and be a game manager for a year.
Yep.
Right? And maybe they'll be better. But with that team, they're not good. So you do have to look, and I think it's fair to look at Atlanta, even though they were at home. Atlanta's cooked. Their defense is bad. They're off. Like, the biggest thing for me is if their offensive line could protect, that's a different Matt Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
That's a different Matt Ryan. The fact that in the second half, when they abandoned the run and the Eagles scored some points on them, they couldn't protect Matt Ryan. They were just teeing off on him.
But we agree the Eagles are a better team than the Falcons.
Yes.
I mean, they are. I mean, I didn't come out of that game with my first thought being, man, the Falcons are terrible. No, it was the Eagles are better than they look better than I thought they would coming out in their first game. That was my first impression or my initial impression of that game was, man, the Eagles look a lot better than I thought they would in this first game.
So the Eagles defense, I don't feel any better or worse. I still feel like it's a good defense, not a great defense. They were fine, right?
Yeah.
They were fine.
Yep.
The offense, though, like, that's how you draw it up, which is offensive line, and I know they didn't have a great game because of the penalties, et cetera, but veteran offensive line, and then you have a bunch of young guys in the skill positions at running back, at quarterback, that have some real upside and have some real energy. And that's like, forget about the win and forget about the score. It's also just like what I see, which is kind of the first game of a bunch of young guys that are playing together for the first time. And to me, like, they can get better from there. I mean, like, they didn't have their best game. They were good on offense.
We certainly hope they didn't have their best game.
Right, because then they're not going to win 10,
well, I mean,
9, 10 games.
It's just that you want room to grow. It will get tougher. Every week won't be this season.
Yes.
So that's all I'm saying. Like as excited as everyone is after Sunday's game, you have to also leave room for a stinker or two in there and know that they're going to go through their struggles. It's not easy every week in the NFL. It's not.
San Francisco is going to be a test. That's a bona fide defense that is a veteran.
You got San Francisco, you got Pat Mahomes, you got Tom Brady coming up. You got that Raiders team look a lot better than I think people thought they were going to look
this
year.
They scored some points last night,
for sure.
Yeah,
that was the Baltimore Ravens defense.
All right, we'll take phone calls in the first segment at 215-592-9494. Day after, 215-592-9494. Have your expectations for the Eagles changed after Sunday, or are they the same? Have you bumped it up a notch? Ike's still saying he expelled, because you picked them to beat the Falcons, so you have.
Yeah, I nothing has changed. I haven't run to their playoff team, and they got to win the NFC East and all of that. They won a game that I expected them to win.
Mm.
Yeah. Now, what has yours changed to?
10.
Oh, you got them at 10
wins
now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
well, I don't know. You're not clear what you're doing. You
so,
got them at 10 wins now. Okay.
So,
are they definitely making the playoffs? Are they
definitely making the playoffs,
okay,
yes.
Okay.
And they're beating the 49ers this week.
Okay.
2-0. 215-592-9494. Have your expectations changed? Ike says, no, about the same. I definitely have him winning one more game. I think Jack has him winning 5 or 6 more games than the last time we checked in with him. Jack?
No, I'm up to 9, though. I'm up to 9. I was at 7 heading into the game. But, you know, the thing I like about this team right now is there are things that I can trust. I trust that Jalen Hurts is going to be poised every week. I don't think he's going to get too high, going to get too low. And his floor is pretty high. I think they have a legitimate wide receiver one that is going to give them consistent production every week. And the thing that I like the most is that the veterans have bought in. And I think that this team's not going to fall apart at the seams because of guys like Brandon Graham and Jason Kelsey. And I didn't know if I was going to expect that heading into the year. Seems like they've bought in, and Sirianni's kind of riding the wave right now. So I'm definitely higher on them, and I feel great. It's a good time to be an Eagles fan.
See, And this is coming from a guy who had him at 4 wins. See, his problem is he started off so low.
Yes.
Low expectations.
Well, Sirianni was getting fired before the season was over.
Yeah, all that going on. See, you touched on a lot of things that I thought were reasons to be optimistic about this team and watching this team this year. It's like we needed to see these things to actually believe it. Yeah, that didn't change with a win Sunday. Those are things that would have been there for you to be excited about this team, regardless of Sunday's outcome. It's going to be a good football season. It's the beginning of a new era, and let's hope they can keep this thing moving in the right direction.
Let's take some phone calls. We have Chuck in Mount Airy.
Oh, Chuck!
Chuck got upstaged yesterday by Wade calling in early. Chuck's not letting that happen today. What's up, Chuck?
Hey, listen, Wade is the co-pilot of this plane. I am the pilot of this plane. Let's get that straight. You know what I mean? First and foremost. But how y'all doing today?
Doing good. It's Tuesday.
Hey, listen, right? Yes. I'm saying this. My expectations still the same. 11-6. We were winning the division. And you know what I mean? And, 11-6 for right now. That's where I'm going at right now.
You want to go to 12-5, don't you?
Not yet.
That'll be next Monday.
After we win this week, you're going to be going to 11 games. I watch. You on the plane? You know what I mean?
Listen, 11? I can't go to 11 yet, Chuck.
If we beat San Fran handily, you won't go to 10 at least.
Yeah, you're right. You're right about that. I might have to. You're right about that, Chuck. I might have to.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
I'm Chris Sims, we don't need you to apologize for what you said. Stay on the opposite end of the field so we can know who the intruders are at the end of the season. You are a loser, Chris Sims. I ain't take none of you said for face value, and we can continue proving you wrong all year long, buddy.
Hold on.
No apologies from you at all.
He said
Chris Sims apologize?
He said he was wrong, yeah.
After one week, Chris Sims
that's
already admitted he was wrong?
Yeah, no take integrity.
Yeah, he don't have no integrity at all. And that goes to show you how he sucked as a quarterback. See, he just go back to what he said just like that.
Yeah.
He sucked as a quarterback. And if Phil Sims would have said it, or Steve Young, somebody like that, I would have took it for face value. But Chris Sims, he probably never even made a Pro Bowl, man. I knew he was just jiving when he said what he said. He's a bum. Chris Sims a bum. Jay Hunter, you have a way better career than you ever thought. Better than you, Chris Sims.
But also saying he's not a top 40 quarterback. I mean, that's just going overboard. Not a top 40 quarterback. There's 40 quarterbacks better than him. That was crazy.
That was ridiculous, man. And that's why he's going to eat crow all year long. He's going to sit back and watch this guy rise to the top all year long. And we don't need you to say you're wrong, Chris Sims. Keep saying what you're saying. So you know where you stand at the end of the year, buddy. But 11-6, I'm riding with my boys. And you know what I like about him, Mike? And then Johnny Marks, real quick, right? If you look at film, right, these guys, when they block you, they latch on and they block you to the end of the whistle. That must have been coached all offseason. You block until you hear the whistle. They blocked some guy out of bounds and drove him all the way into the damn water, boy. And I love it.
Okay.
All right, Chuck.
There you go.
Be good, brother. I saw Baldy did a breakdown on, I guess it was Instagram, where on the same play, it was a Hurts scramble. Both Lane Johnson and Mailata both blocked their guy to the ground.
Yeah.
As Hurts kind of wiggled free and then went for a gain there. Yeah, I mean, listen, the offensive line can play even better than it did on Sunday if it gets a cleaner game. I mean, that's the ticket for this team winning a lot of games this year. Offensive line staying healthy.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
Yeah.
Go to Joe. Joe in South Philadelphia. Joe, what's up?
My gentlemen, it is football back, boys and girls. Let's go.
What's up, Joe?
Before we get started on who's... What's up, Mike? Can I get some Mike juice from you, man? Can I get a little juice today? I'm feeling wonderful.
No.
Give him some Mike juice.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
What's up, brother?
Hey, before we get into this team being better, can we just take a second and appreciate that this Sunday, the Eagles fans will be back where we belong in the link with a crazy crowd after this win. I honestly think that's going to carry us in a big part on the opening game. I really do think we can beat San Francisco. I'm, season ticket holder. We're all just like giddy, foaming at the mouth, can't wait to get down there. I think that's going to be something that, we all should be holding on to because it's been such a crazy 2 years, and to finally be back there is just a great thing.
But yep.
But as far as the record goes, you know, I was like 6 or 7 wins. I would have been completely happy with that if I just seen the team grow and start to come together, because we do have such young skill players.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that is up in my and I'm not upping it by much. I think like 9 wins, I think, is now realistic. But I'm doing it because they were so well coached last week. Like, for a rookie head coach to come out there and just have a team, granted, the penalties in the beginning, that little stuff, that's going to get fixed up. I don't think that's a problem. But he schemed so well. The players were hitting their spots. They did all the right things. And for a rookie head coach to get that team up and running the way that he did in that short amount of time against a team that, you know, obviously we know is mediocre. But the fact that he was able to coach them up and get them out of the gate playing so cohesively, I think it's a huge, huge win for the Eagles this year, man.
Mm. Oh, no, listen, it's a great way to start the season. When you're starting off with a new regime, you want to get it off on the right foot, and getting a win, I mean, and a convincing win on the road where you were underdogs, man, to me, that's – you couldn't ask for anything better. You couldn't ask for anything better, you know, but if people want to know, like, why wouldn't you have changed your expectations, like, after what you saw Sunday? Well, it's simple. Easily, I thought they would win Sunday. That's one of the 7 wins I thought they would have. And if you go out and you beat San Francisco, then now I'm looking at it differently, because now you've just beaten a seasoned head coach, a seasoned play caller that has called plays on the offensive side of the ball that's led to 2 NFC championships, and one in Atlanta, one in San Francisco. Kyle Shanahan, like you're going up against a guy who isn't Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
So to beat him is different than beating Arthur Smith.
Yeah.
So you get a win against a guy who has some cachet in this league, and a head coach that a lot of people, now they may change after week one, but going into the season, a lot of people had San Francisco winning the NFC West, yeah, in the best division in football, in the NFC West. That entire division is undefeated. So you beat a Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco, now my expectations will change.
Yep.
Yes. Now that's something different.
Well, and it's a win that you didn't have them having
exactly
before.
Exactly.
And it makes you feel like that, like, exactly, okay, not this game's not a loss necessarily anymore.
Right.
Now the Carolina might be a game that you can flip.
Well,
now another game.
If you show you have that ability to beat that caliber of team, now anything's possible.
Yeah, yep.
Right? Now I can look at other games and be like, okay, I don't have to count that one as a loss. That, yeah, I can see that being a win.
It changes things.
But until you actually do that, right, I'm just going to keep my expectations where they are. And I'm okay with that, because I like what I saw Sunday. I like what I saw Sunday, and I want to keep seeing it. I want to see more of it.
All right, we'll get back to the phones in 1 minute. Hang with us, everybody, because 60 seconds with Mr. Ike Reese.
Yeah, man. NFL is back, and FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. That's right, I said every week. All you have to do is bet a same game parlay bet with 3 legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, so there's no feeling like nailing a same game parlay bet. I did that over the weekend myself. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to $10 back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, also claim your 30-1 odds on either team to win the biggest game this Sunday, Chiefs versus Ravens. Again, just sign up with promo code Ike. That's promo code Ike.
21 plus and present in Pennsylvania. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, let's go to Joe in Trenton, New Jersey. Joseph, how are you, bud?
I'm good, Marks. What's going on? How you guys doing, Mr. Reese?
What's up, brother?
Joe?
I want to call first and say this. I want to apologize for my comment on yesterday. I know it was a victory Monday, and I felt like a jerk after the call talking about the other quarterback, and I shouldn't have did that. So I owe you guys an apology. Everybody was happy. The station was good.
Oh, you're good.
Oh,
No, it's all good.
For real, man. When you got Mad Mike being positive, Mike, you can't be a jerk on the show, man. You everything has to flow with ease, and I felt like I was the jerk of the show that yesterday, and I want to apologize, man.
It's all good, Joe.
Monday. I should have stayed positive, so I apologize.
All right, well, redeem yourself today, Joe.
It's all good.
All right, well, I'll say this. My expectations, it has increased a little bit, and I feel like if they win against San Francisco, that's one of those games I was telling you guys about, that maybe one or two games that they're supposed to lose, that they'll pull out and win.
Right.
So like you said previous, if they pull that off against a seasoned coach like Shanahan, then you like, okay, maybe they can pull off another two.
Yeah.
So then maybe, okay, I'll go from where I'm at, like with you guys, 7 and 8. But if they can pull this off, I'm like, okay, maybe 9-10, depending. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
I'm in a good place right now, so I'm all positive. I'm all in, so – listen, I'm all in with Coach, man. There's something about this guy that I feel a good vibe about him. And the guys are buying into him, what he's saying, what he's doing. And it's a different energy. Like you said, it's a culture change.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's coaching these guys, unlike, you know, the previous regime.
Yes.
He's coaching them. So I'm all in with these guys, man. Thank you, guys. I'm out.
Appreciate it, Joe.
Thanks, Joe.
Appreciate
That's it. A great
he
idea.
Himself. He redeemed himself. It's all good. He had Wentz comments, and he
thought, is that what it was?
The Wentz stuff threw off the show. It didn't.
Oh no, we just
move on.
Yeah.
But to his point about the coaching, man, Jeffrey Lurie, right? Like, we don't have the privilege of sitting in on these meetings, these interviews with these coaches, but he somehow has this formula that he uses with hiring these head coaches. And listen, Nick Sirianni, it's one game, right? Let's not go overboard. But
early returns are good.
Man, I mean, here's the funny thing to me about everyone's reaction to Nick Sirianni of late. How he's changed the perception and what everybody thought about him initially.
It couldn't be any different.
Man. And I remember... And I don't know what type of coach he's going to ultimately turn out to be. I didn't know what type of coach he would turn out to be. But the one thing I remember saying early in that process was, dude, he's been placed in an uncomfortable position. The Super Bowl winning head coach just got fired, and they just traded away the franchise quarterback. That's all this fan base cared about. Him coming in, being excited that he's getting his first head coaching opportunity when he was on nobody's coaching list. Like, we didn't want to hear any of that. And really, he was in a different mindset than we were as a fan base. And it's just good to see we've all managed to get there at this point.
Yep.
Because, I mean, quite frankly, he was being judged unfairly.
Yeah, it was unfair to him.
Off press conferences, yes.
It was unfair to him, but it also wasn't wrong by us to have the reaction of...
Sure.
Like, because
he was just collateral damage. Like,
yes.
It had less to do with him, and it had more to do with the situation.
Well, and he did have that press conference, by the way. I mean, that was, you know. And you know what, Brandon...
The first part of being smart is knowing what to do.
Brandon...
We're celebrating.
No, I know we're celebrating, but we also can't forget. I'm not, you know...
Never
I'm not
forget.
One that doesn't forget. You
but
know.
Brandon last night, and Brandon last night said like through some comments about like what did he talk about before the night before the game or whatever, and he mentioned how Nick was ticked off at the reaction to the press conference, to where he felt like it was he didn't say this, but he felt like he's like, well, damn, really, I'm already, because it just wasn't local.
Of course,
he was getting crushed nationally.
Yes, I mean, why wouldn't he be ticked off at it?
Yep.
I'm not surprised at that. It's okay, like,
good.
I mean, it's a reaction. People had a reaction to your press conference.
Yeah, that's not our fault.
Yeah,
and he seems like a perfectionist, so it probably did annoy him that he didn't nail it.
Yeah, that's probably what it was. He's probably mad that he thought that
first impression wasn't great. Yeah,
yeah. But here's the thing, you know,
doesn't matter now.
As we all do in this profession, bad press conference, bad public speaking moment, you go back, you fix it. That's all. It's simple. We
like your
had
bullpen tweet.
Yes, exactly. Had a few of those, exactly.
Now look at you, that's emoji master.
No, that's a hashtag. That was the that was before I really knew how to do hashtags.
So what was the hashtag?
Bullpen is cooked. That was the hashtag.
It's funny because that hashtag has lived on in infamy. It's been cooked for a decade now.
Yes.
Bullpen is bull.
Yes, we got it, John. Yes.
215-592-94. 215-592-9494.
Yes, but we bounced back from that, though, right?
And now you're a master. You got the GIFs. You got the emojis.
I thought it was GIF.
It is GIF, so I let it go.
Yeah, whatever. I say GIF.
Speaking of Chris Sims, what did he have to say after Jalen Hurts' performance over the weekend? He had him not even in the top 40. What did he say today? We'll play that coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94W. Marks and Reese, we are back. And our Twitter question is brought to you by Marks Jewelers. Marks Jewelers celebrating 40 years in business and 40 years of making great memories. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Our question: has your expectations for the Eagles risen after Sunday, or have they stayed the same? Up 56%, I'd say up.
There you go.
So
I'm actually a little surprised at that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Think it'd be more?
I mean, dude, half the city has this team going to the Super Bowl, I mean, if you ask them right now.
I agree. I thought it'd be 65.
If you listen to everybody on the radio, but obviously there are people out there who still – have a little bit more they want to see. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. This fan base doesn't get the credit it deserves at times for being a measured thinking fan base. And I think that's where a lot of the fan base is right now. They like what they saw Sunday. Certainly excited about the win. They want to see more.
Here's the great thing.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
The great thing is we don't get to have a choice of it's went down, because no one feels like the expectation of the season's went down.
No.
Yes.
No.
So that's a positive first week then.
Right.
At the very least.
Yes.
All right, so Phil Sims, and was this on his podcast, Chris Sims, was this on his podcast, or was this on
Pro Football Talk Radio?
Who cares? Whatever it is.
Some platform.
Chris Sims on some platform. He just didn't say that he was the second worst starting quarterback, or the third worst starting quarterback, or the worst starting quarterback in the league. He had him in the 40s when he's ranking quarterbacks. So he has 8 or 9 backups ahead of Jalen Hurts when he's doing his quarterback list, right? Chris Sims, the former NFL quarterback, and for whatever reason, like, he didn't see anything that even had him cracking the top 30. Jalen Hurts had the game that he had on Sunday. Here's Chris Sims talking about it.
The way he controlled the football certainly was good. You know, the ball placement throughout the day, you know, I don't go, wow, what a laser, wow, what a spiral.
But
the
game.
Ball is always right there where it needs to be.
Right.
And then, of course, his ability to make plays outside of the pocket, like the touchdown before the end of the first half. I mean, that's special what he brings to their football team. I'm rooting for Jalen Hurts. I know everybody thinks I didn't make him my top 40. Yeah, it looks like I'm wrong right now. And I'll go down on Philadelphia Sports Radio and say, yeah, I messed that one up. He looked really good.
All right, there you go. Well, I mean,
there you go.
Lord knows we've requested Chris Sims about 100 times, and he's never agreed to come on.
Yeah, beginning to think he won't. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he admitted it right there.
He did.
Like, what else? I mean, you can't be like Chuck. You know, Chuck, stay on that side. Stay on. Like, the guy gets paid to give his opinion. When you're wrong about something, you don't get the right to change your mind.
Right. I mean, he can
be. When you do something, when you say something, you're predicting it from a preseason standpoint. You haven't seen it happen just yet. You're giving your prediction of what you expect to happen. And if he is willing, I'm actually surprised that he used the word, I apologize. I think he was kind of implying, if I'm wrong, I will apologize. But I know he said in there, I was wrong. I don't know after one game you automatically just think that whatever you said went into that thought process is wrong after one game. Because here's one thing I would tell you. Had Jalen Hurts played poorly Sunday and they lost, would he have been validated? Would anybody here would have been saying he was right?
For a week maybe, but
it changes.
Yes.
It changes.
Right, so if he comes out and stinks against the 49ers.
You best believe Chris Sims going to jump right back on what he truly believed. Exactly. That's the point I'm making, is that Chris Sims believes what he believes. He just has to eat crow right now.
Yeah.
And it's no biggie, but believe me, if Jalen Hurts struggles, he's going to go right back to say, and this is why I had him where I had him ranked at.
Yep.
That's what he's going to do.
No doubt about it.
He has no choice but to eat it right now.
You don't have to go down with your take and double down and triple down and everything else.
No, and I don't remember exactly what he said as his reasons as why he had Jalen picked at number 40, but I don't know if he was saying Jalen stinks and doesn't deserve to be in the NFL.
No.
I don't know what he said.
Jack, help me out with what he said. I think it was something to the effect of that he just didn't see anything special as far as throwing the football and things like that.
I know when he was on with Howard, he said that he sees high school players that can make better throws than him on some throws.
Okay.
So, like, he went to a little bit of a extreme, but yeah, he doesn't believe in, he didn't believe in the arm talent.
Yep.
And the extreme is what got is what got him mentioned, and why we're talking about it right now is he did go to the extreme.
Well, so. I mean, listen, we find anything to be offended by.
Yes, we love that.
In this city?
Yeah.
Well, look at
he said this. He said that.
So is Chris Sims replacing Mike Lombardi at the Super Bowl parade this year?
Chris Sims.
I don't think Chris Sims has some personal vendetta against Jalen Hurts.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think he's setting out every week to rip Jalen Hurts. At least now I don't think that's what he's doing.
He has this quarterback list that he does at the end of every training camp, and he releases it slowly. And the fact that he put Jalen Hurts as low as he did got attention.
Yeah, it did.
He got the clicks for it.
Yeah.
And now he's got
we're still talking about it.
Yes. Now he's got to eat crow a little bit until Hurts doesn't play well.
Except that he's not going to come on the radio here to eat crow. So he's really not eating crow.
No, he's just...
He got what he wanted, which is attention for his article that he read, that he wrote back then.
Correct. All right.
And we're still talking about it.
Let's go back to the phones. Yes. Oh, yeah, and then we'll be like, see, Sims? He's good. Let's go to Rios. Rios in North Philadelphia. Rios!
Man, what's going on, Hard Chargers? How y'all doing, man?
Man!
You sound a lot better today.
I'm a lot better. Let me send a shout-out to Jack because he hyped me up before I got on his phone. So just letting you know, Jack, you just fired me up. But anyway, let's go off the gate. I'm going to just say it like this. Chris Sims, he's a sucker. And I'm going to tell you why.
Yes.
You talk about top 40? That's very disrespectful. Let me get this right. How many teams are in the NFL?
32.
So there's 8 backups that are better than Jalen Hurts. Now, one of the biggest things that I heard, not only did from Chris Sims, you know, you hear other people say it, can Hurts play in the NFL? Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not trying to crown nothing, but what you see even seen from last year, like, yo, the kid could at least play in the NFL. What you at least seen last year, which was a small thing, I was like, come on, man, there ain't no damn 8 backups that are better than Jalen Hurts. So at the end of the day, it's almost like you said that, say, next week, Jalen Hurts played like crap. All of a sudden, what Chris Sims is going to do, jump on his bandwagon and try to make it his right. No, he a sucker. Get on WIP and mention it. Let me get on with you. I'm going to tell you a sucker. So that's real talk right there. Now, on the Hurts,
yes.
I want to just say a thing about him is, I ain't going to lie, When I was out there in Atlanta walking, I had the bubble guts a little bit. I was a little bit nervous. But I looked at Hurts. Hurts was his mom wasn't too far from him. But I looked at him and his leadership and what he showed. He probably was nervous. But him being a leader, he was showing them young cats he wasn't nervous. And that's stuff that I remember. No matter how scared I was in situations in the military, you never show your men that you're nervous. And he's a leader of men. And do y'all agree?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So and another yes, sir. Another point, watching the game yesterday, you tell me if you don't agree, but I feel that Hurts, like people do comparisons, whatever, looking at Lamar Jackson's athletic, phenomenal speed and everything. But to me, and what's going to happen, Hurts is a better passer than that guy. I feel that. So,
yeah,
I'm very happy about him. I'm very happy with Hurts.
Did we just move Jalen Hurts Thanks, ahead Chris. Of Lamar Jackson?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's top 10. Lamar Jackson on the Chris Sims list is 6.
Oh, Jalen Hurts is 1-0.
I know.
Lamar Jackson's 0-1.
Let me tell you, that dude was out there last night. Yeah, I saw, like, rare ability last night with Lamar Jackson. That was rare at times last night. He still is inaccurate with his throws at times.
What a player.
He is a phenomenal player at the quarterback position. But the problem with him is always going to be there's a ceiling. In better defenses, playoff time, got to throw that ball eventually, man, and you got to throw it with accuracy and pinpoint accuracy, man. But, man, that running is what cost him the game last night, too. He fumbled twice.
Yeah, big spot, too.
Derek Carr threw 400 yards last night.
How about that? Yep. Darren Waller, Gruden called him the best player he's ever coached.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Darren Waller must have got at least 20 targets last night.
Yeah.
At least 20 targets. They threw the ball to him at least 20 times easily.
Man, he's good.
It's a good game. It's a good game last night.
It was a good game.
I don't even stay up to watch Monday Night Football. That was one I couldn't fall asleep on.
No.
That was a good one.
It was. The Chris Sims list, just to recap what the bottom is, because Jalen Hurts didn't make the top 40. Mm-hmm. I'll just go from 28. Trevor Lawrence, Andy Dalton, Mac Jones, Jared Goff, Teddy Bridgewater, Drew Locke, Tua, Tyrod Taylor, Mariota, Kellen Mond at 37, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Case Keenum at 40. So that's how he ended his top 40. Let's go to Frank. Frank is in Philadelphia. Frank, hang on. How are you, bud? What's up?
What's going on? I'm chilling.
What's up, Frank?
I'm good. My expectations went all the way up. And I'm not even just speaking because the way we beat Atlanta, but the way we beat Atlanta. He made the right decisions with the football. Rookie coach made the right decisions at the right times of the game. The only thing I came out of that, John, questioning is Elliott good enough to be kicking field goals because he went for it on fourth and something. He was in field goal range. Now, as far as Chris said,
You know what, though? That's an extension from last year. And watching the game, my reaction to the going for the two-point conversion after you got the extra yard on the penalty and the going for it on fourth down, Doug was doing the same thing, and he's getting that information from upstairs. So I'm thinking that that's the same thing that Sirianni was doing.
Right. Now, as far as Chris Sims,
yeah,
I'm not even mad at what he's saying because he's not the only one that talks about us in this light. You feel what I'm saying? It's the whole national media that talk about it. Oh, Jalen Hurts ain't good enough and all that like that. And I look at this schedule, right? In a segment before, I agree, started naming off teams on this schedule that we could possibly lose to. And he stopped at the Bucs. And it ain't nobody else on this schedule that I'm really afraid of. That's why I'm at 13-4. Because, like, it ain't no real.
What about the Chiefs?
He stopped. He said the Bucs, the Chiefs,
right,
and the Bucs. And yeah, then he stopped.
So after that.
I agree with you. You got a little poo-poo game in there, maybe right, the Carolina game or one of them like that.
Yeah.
But I don't really see no one on that schedule.
There's some toss-ups, No, there certainly isn't any team on there. I mean, I guess maybe the Saints. But that game is here.
It's here, yeah.
Yeah, that game is here. So
Chargers were hardly impressive on the road. I mean, they're still
good. Game, yeah.
Won't be easy.
Yeah.
Lions.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you got to
– Broncos have a good defense.
The thing about the NFL, and this doesn't pertain to the Eagles. It's for every team. Games aren't played on paper. You don't know when an injury is going to occur, who you may lose, and who you may have available to you when you face – a certain team. Same way with their team. You don't know if somebody's going to be injured or suspended, like Leo Collins is going to be suspended. So you don't know who's going to be available for that team when you face them.
Yeah, like the Panthers game is sandwiched in between the Chiefs and the Buccaneers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's two huge games with a team that...
And that's in Carolina.
And that's in Carolina. So if the Eagles win a couple games here, it's easy to feel like, hey, we can go down there and win, as opposed to going up against the Chiefs and the Buccaneers that you know that you're going to be underdogs. All right, hang tight. We'll get back to the phones in 60 seconds. But first, let's pause with Ike Reese.
Hey, have you been waiting for the perfect time to buy your next vehicle? Guess what? Now's that time. Right now, my guys over at Elite Acura have certified pre-owned Acuras in their inventory. Have more certified pre-owned Acuras in their inventory than ever before. And they're all priced to move. Now, their lot is absolutely packed with dozens of high-quality certified pre-owned Acuras for every budget and every lifestyle. Low mileage vehicles available for you. One owner vehicles available for you. You want it, they got it. Plus, all of their certified pre-owned vehicles have passed a rigorous, comprehensive 182-point inspection. Their factory-trained technicians inspect everything inside and out, so you'll always get a vehicle that upholds Acura's elite standards. Now is the time to drive home the Acura you want at the price you want. Experience the difference an exceptionally priced Acura can make only at Elite Acura. Home of the Elite Advantage. Visit them on Route 73 North in Maple Shade. Just look for the billboard. You can't miss it. Or shop their entire inventory online at EliteAcura.com.
All right, let's go to Ron. Ron's in Monco. Ron, how you doing, bud?
Pretty much.
Ron.
How are you, buddy?
What's up, man?
Ike.
What's up, Ron?
Guys, you know, I was completely and 100% fully invested on a clunker showing up of a team, you know, and, you know, hoping for the best building into next year. And, you know, I got to tell you that I'm completely impressed with this coach. Mm. You know, I figured them for a lot of RPO, mm-hmm. but, you know, the guy is doing something I think is really smart. Like, I mean, he's taking what he's got and he's making this thing work.
Yeah.
In every facet of the game, you know, down to the punter. I mean, you know, did you see the punts that guy was dropping?
It was big.
Yeah.
Big part of the game.
No,
yeah.
I mean, listen, I that's one of the things I was more impressed with, or I could say I was equally impressed with, was how well the team looked prepared and how Nick Sirianni seemed to have a game plan that fit his players as opposed to trying to fit his players into a game plan.
Exactly. I mean, this is really good. This is good stuff. This is good news for this team. And, you know, because you just nailed it. I mean, he's taking what he's got. He's got a game plan wrapped around with the players. You know, he got everybody involved. Everybody. I mean, I don't think there was a receiver that didn't get a pass thrown to him. I mean, you know, what I think, man, when he gets this running game, you know, with the old Westbrook stuff and this, and the 49ers type slashing running out of the backfield, man, you know, who knows what can happen here. But the future, to me, was completely different than what I had a month ago, from what I'm seeing, you know.
Feeling
now,
good.
I'm not going to make any kind of predictions, but, you know, I and the other thing, like, is that, you know what, this was important, this game, them coming out doing what they did was so important to kind of keep, you know, the power that be up in the ivory tower quiet, you know, let this guy run his show.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
thanks, Ryan.
I do. I do know what you mean. And I don't know about how much has to do with the people upstairs running the show. I think Nick Sirianni is running his show. I don't see where anybody in the front office would be involved. How would they be involved? In what manner? Is his game plan? He's running his meetings. I don't see, I mean, other than Jeffrey Lurie being in the locker room after the game, that's usually when he is in the locker room after the game. I don't see where the front office would have interfered or there would be some type of disconnection there. Was somebody not active Sunday that we would have liked to have seen active?
No.
Right? Like, we pretty much have all our good players active.
Well, I think what people have to realize is the general manager dictates who's active and who's on the roster for the most part, unless you're the Andy Reid's and the Belichick's, right? It's not unusual for Howie Roseman as the GM to say, like, all right, these are who's active today, along with Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, I don't know if he I don't know if he dictates. I don't even know how complicated it is.
I don't think
you know
it
who
is.
You know who your 44 players are. We could sit here and pick out the 44 players. I'll ask again, is somebody inactive that should have been active yesterday?
No.
I mean, Sunday?
I don't know
I
who.
I mean, that's the only time there would be some type of conflict of interest is if somebody's not active. Like, go up to New York. Their fans are wondering why Denzel Mims didn't play more Sunday or whatever. So, far as I know, all of our players played.
They did.
Right? Like, I mean, everybody's not going to get the ball.
Right. Minus Boston Scott, and that's a coaching
and he was
decision.
Active.
And he was active.
He was active. He wasn't just didn't inactive,
get,
yeah.
Just didn't get any.
I mean, thank God Jordan Howard was inactive.
Ah, man, I was like.
Short yardage.
Stealing your Gainwell stole your goal
stole
line
my
carry.
Touchdown, man.
Yeah, I love that you brought that up to Miles.
I had to, man, because it hurt me, man. It hurt me in another league, man. Seriously, that was Miles' touchdown, man.
Yep.
No, but in all seriousness, though, Gainwell moving ahead of Boston Scott.
Yeah, and like not even a question.
Yeah, he did.
Nick trusted him in goal line
Boston
situations,
Scott,
2 minute situations.
I mean, it was times last year. I thought we gave the ball too many times to Boston Scott.
Doug thought it was Sproles.
Yesterday, he didn't even touch. I mean, I keep saying yesterday. Sunday, he didn't get. Did he get one snap on offense?
No. No, he didn't get one snap.
Yeah.
No, not forget about a touch. He didn't get a snap.
Yeah. Yep. I guess that's a little surprising, but I guess.
I was surprised that he wasn't in there at all.
Yeah.
You would at least have thought in some passing situations.
They clearly like Gainwell. They clearly like Gainwell.
By the way, congratulations to you on beating me in one of the leagues.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if it was the Mark Sears League or the WIP League.
The WIP League.
You went off
Yeah.
In that game.
Well, I lost in Marks and Reese.
And I won. I narrowly held on to beat Chuck.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs cost me in that league last night. Yeah. Two touchdowns
early, too. Yeah. Early. 215-592-9494.
All right.
Marks and Reese.
By the way, though, 2-1 on the weekend. I'm just saying. My three leagues, 2-1.
Me as well.
2-1.
2-1.
I'm saying, Jack. I told you.
I don't care.
How about you, Jack?
I don't know. I think I lost. I lost by like 0.5 to Porter, I think.
Oh! Yeah. That hurts.
That's why he doesn't care.
Yeah. I'm locked in. Listen, it's fantasy baseball playoffs. So my mind's elsewhere.
Oh, shit.
Also, I'm an adult.
Set that line up.
Also, I'm an adult, and I'm a grown man, and I don't have time for these little games.
Oh, is that right?
You guys have anything else going on in your lives? Get out of your mom's basement.
Wow. All right. Coming up. By the way, Ike, make sure you use the restroom and get something to drink.
Yeah, you're right, yes.
Because we are uninterrupted.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, so we have limited interruptions
yes.
for the next 2.5 hours.
So basically, I'm getting your coffee. If you need coffee, I'll get coffee for you.
I brought an empty milk jug to take a leak in case I have to go.
Please do that. Put a shade down or something. I do not want to see you doing that.
But we are
show the whole skookle.
When we come back, we're going to have limited interruptions. We did this once before, but it's just going to be you and us for more or less the next 2 hours plus.
Got to load up here.
And a really upset Atlanta Falcons fan who's Jackson. He's very famous. Is he very famous or is he just famous?
Was very famous.
He was very famous, but he is a celebrity Atlanta Falcon fan. Very upset after the Eagles win. Who was it and what did he say? We'll play
still
that.
Upset down there.
And he's still upset. But no, they're not really upset.
Yeah, right.
I was listening to the station. Nobody's really upset. It's not like here where we melt down.
Oh yeah, we had a loss to Atlanta. Are you kidding?
Oh,
me?
Oh my God.
Marks Sirianni be out of here.
Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We go. We pretty much go you and us until into the 5 o'clock hour next. Hey, listen, we rely on hot water every day, so don't take any chances because my home has a Bradford White Water Heater. My family gets all the hot water we need. Bradford White Water Heaters are built to be the best for reliable performance year after year. So if your water heater is old and isn't getting the job done, replace it now. Ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White or visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a pro near you. Choose the best water heater. Choose Bradford White.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.